Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yes, I'm all right. I had done a CVS survey and was only supposed to pay shipping and handling on something, and then they asked me if I wanted to get another item for $19.90 something, and I was charged $219 and something plus $9 and something, and that's what I'm calling about. Because every time I do these surveys, something always happens, and y'all always take more than you say. And I need to know why.
Okay. So can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
It's 32421.
32421.
Yes, ma'am.
421. First and last name?
Janice Fielder.
You said Janice Fielder?
Janice Fielder, yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
Verify what?
Your address for me for security purposes, please.
Okay, it's 10399 Northwest Backwoods Road, Alpha, Florida, 32421.
Hey, thanks so much for information. Ma'am, I see that you did order the smartwatch product bundle. And how may I help you today?
Yes, I ordered the, it said the smartwatch was, shipping and handling was $7 and something. And then it asked me if I wanted to get some earpods or something for $19.98. And I thought, okay, why not, you know. Might as well, you know. And I was charged $19.90 something twice and $9.95. And none of that was, you know, I realized in 1998 when they asked me that I want that, I did get that, you know. But first of all, I know it didn't go through because my bank declined it. But then I told them that it was a yes to go ahead and pay it. I called them. Because they send me an email when they think it might be a fraud alert. Because one time I ordered, I'd done a survey and it said something about CBD gummies. And I thought, well, that ain't bad. And it said all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. So I went with it, and they charged me $190 something. So my bank called, and I told them, I said, no, ma'am, I do not authorize that. Do not pay that, you know, because that was not what the thing said. And so they didn't pay it. So now they don't pay nothing unless I tell them it's okay.
Okay. So the only thing you were charged, ma'am, was for the smartwatch bundle was $9.97. The $19.98 never went through. And any other charges seen on your account wouldn't be from us.
There's two $19.98 there that did go through. Are you sure it didn't go through?
Okay. Ma'am? No, ma'am. The one that you have from us, the $19.98, it never went through. It was declined.
Oh, it was declined because they were two $19.98. So I figured that when I told them that to go ahead and pay it, I thought they did because there's two charges. Okay, but that's good. So I was only charged $9.99, you're sure?
Well, $9.97, yes, ma'am.
Because, see, on the smartwatch, it said my shipping and handling was $7 and something. But which, you know, that's no big deal, if that's all y'all did, you know.
Yes, ma'am. You weren't charged anything else, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. It's just that I have such bad luck with this stuff, you know, because the CBC gummies, the reason, you know, they charge, the bank refused to, didn't pay it, you know. But then, a couple of days later, they paid it. It went through. And so we did a fraud alert on that because I was not told it was going to cost $190-something. And I didn't have the money in the bank at the time either. So, but I appreciate your help. If it wasn't charged, I'm sorry. But
oh, no,
I just
you're fine, ma'am.
I just seen two 1998 charges. So
yes,
I'll go back and look to
yes,
make sure it wasn't. Yes, ma'am. Oh, thank
okay.
you. I'm
you're
sorry.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling
okay.
us support
thank
and enjoy a wonderful day.
Yes, thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, you enjoy your wonderful day. Thanks so much for calling us support.